We're on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the two dots. Ha'onis noshim miyad ha'mefata l'chishiyotzi. The onus pays the knas and also has to marry her, and therefore he gives the knas immediately. And mefata only pays the knas if he doesn't marry her. So he only pays the knas l'chishiyotzi. Where says l'chishiyotzi ishtohi? What do you mean l'chishiyotzi? Mashma, she's his wife, and if he divorces her, then he pays the knas. Omrabaya ema lichshelo yichnos. Yotzi means when he doesn't marry her. If he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay the knas. Tanya nami hachi, afal bisha omro mafate nosein lichshelo yichnos. Even though the mafate only pays if he doesn't marry her, dosha supugam nosein miyad. But that's not the Boshes to Pagam. Boshes to Pagam, he has to pay irrespective if he marries her or not. And therefore he pays it immediately. The Echot Ha'onis, the Echot HaMefate, Bein Hi U Bein Oviyo Yecholim La'akev. Doesn't make a difference, Onis and Mefate. She can decide that she doesn't want to marry the guy, or the father can decide even if she does want to marry him. Either one could be Ma'akev. Or the opposite. The father wants him to marry her, and the girl doesn't want. Right? It says in the Pasuk, by Mefuta, if her father refuses to let her marry him, what about her? I think it's only the father who can refuse. He asks for Menayin. How do you know she also can refuse? Talmud Lomer, Yimo Ein Mikol Makom. Moin Yimo Ein. If there's any opposition, even hers. Ela onis, but by onis, bishlama ihiksi velosie midaita. By her, by onis doesn't say betheirish, what's it called, that they could be ma'akiv. But it says velosie leisha, losie means what's it called midaita. Sihie leisha. That it has to be with her consent. Ela viamanai. How do you know the father can hold back and hold back her marrying him? Amrabaya shelo yechote niska. Wouldn't make sense that the guy should benefit, that he should be able to marry her when what's it called the father doesn't want. So chote niska, the guy is what's it called is benefiting that he can marry her when under normal circumstances the father didn't want to marry her, he couldn't marry her. Now if the father doesn't want because he raped her, now he can marry her. So because he raped her, he's going to benefit. Rava Omar, different reason. Kal v'chomer. Uma mefate shelo avra al das aviha. Bilvad. Bein hi uvein aviha yichoyim la'akev. Onis she'avra al das aviha v'al das atzma l'kol shekein. Right? By mefate. Where, what's it called, the guy only was going against her father. Because she agreed. Still, the father could be ma'akev over here where he went against her and the father, an onus. Surely the father could be makiv. Rava alo amar k'rabai. Why didn't Rava say like Abai achote nisker? Right? If he didn't rape her, the father could prevent him from marrying her. Now that he raped her, the father can't prevent him. So it doesn't make sense. Right? Why didn't Rava say like that? Even the komeshalim knas lav chote nisker. No, the maizu is not to pay a knas. He's not benefiting. If he had not raped her, he couldn't have married her, but he wouldn't have to pay a knas either. Now that he raped her, he has to pay a knas, but he benefits from the fact that he could marry her even if the father doesn't want. The fact that he has to pay a knas cancels it out. That's why Rava didn't say like Abaya. Abaya lo amar k'Rava, mefata di'ihi motzi ma'akev, or the anomi motzi ma'akev. Di'ihu motzi ma'akev, by mefata, where the guy himself can say, I don't want to marry her. So the father also can hold back and hold her back from marrying him. But onus, the iulo motzimak, by onus he must marry her. He, the man who raped her, can't hold back from marrying her. He has to marry her no matter what. Right? So the anomilo motzimak, so over there also maybe the father can't be makiv either. So that's why Abaya didn't say like Rava. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Ishtohi. V'chi ishtohi kvar dekomer l'chi yotzi. not his wife automatically. So it should have said before, what's it called, if he doesn't pay the knas, unless he, what's it called, doesn't marry her. L'cheshelo yichnos. That's what it means. She'timayin he o avia o hamefata atzmo. If one of the three people don't want to get married, either he decides he doesn't want to marry her, then he pays the knas. Or the girl says, I'm not interested, even though he wants to and the father wants to. Or the, what's it called, father says, I'm not interested, even though she wants to and the mefata wants to. Then there's no marriage. At that point, he pays the knas. Yecholim la'akev shelo yachniseno. Her father and her can be ma'akev. Tiye mashmihi mahaves atzmalo. Tiye is mashma that she brings herself into this marriage, and that's willingly. But if she doesn't want, then she does not get married. Motzi ma'akev shimrotza eino kones. Kinamir lekamoni maharenu lo midaito. He also, by mefata, he also has a choice. If he doesn't want to marry her, he just has to pay a knas. Doesn't have to, but onus, he has to marry her and pay the knas. If it wouldn't be for the svar of chote nisker, Abaye says, just from the kavachomer, he wouldn't say it. Because only in a case where the guy himself could not marry her, then the father could prevent also. But if the guy himself is forced, then maybe the father can't be makiv either. Okay, Tanya Idach, another braisa. Afapi sha'omru onus nosim miyad, right? Kishiyotzihu ein lo lof klum. Even though we say onus pays immediately a knas, pays 50 shkalim, whether he marries her, or he has to marry her, so even though he's marrying her, he pays 50 shkalim, if he'll divorce her, right, even though he's not allowed to divorce her, but if she wants to get divorced, then he's allowed to divorce her. She's not a prisoner. Right? If she says, I want to get divorced, so then the halacha is, he, what's it called, doesn't pay her any ksuba. There's no ksuba. Marsha says, l'chashiyotzi, mi motzi ma'apiklo, what do you mean when he'll divorce her? He's not allowed to divorce her. Ema l'chashiyotzi, when she decides she wants to get divorced, there's still no ksuba. He pays a knas, and there's no ksuba. Ain law of klum, mace, and if he dies, right, in the midst of the marriage, he dies, so normally she would get her ksuba. Yotze kesef knasa b'ksubasa. She doesn't get a ksuba. The knas money counts as the ksuba. There is no ksuba over here. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Omer Yesh la ksuba mana. She has a ksuba of a mana, right? Because the maisa, when he married her, she was not a psul, so she only has a mana. But what's it called? But she has a ksuba. Even though she gets a knas, she also gets a ksuba. But my kemiflegei, what's the machlokus whether she has a ksuba or not? Rabbanin savrei taima mai takinu rabbanin ksuba kdei shelo tekala bein of lotzia. Why did the rabbanin make a takon of the ksuba by an almona? Because by a psula it could be ksuba's deraisa. But by an almona or a grusha, and here by a ba'ula, you only get 100, right? Why did they make a takana? In order that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. V'halo motzi mapikla. Here, it's not easy for him to divorce her. You can't divorce her at all. So therefore, there's no ksuba. No purpose for ksuba. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, shavar honami mitzayir lo adda amra hi lo ba'ina lach. Sure, he can't divorce her, but he can make life miserable for her until she says, you know what, I think I'd like a divorce. So therefore, in order that he shouldn't do that, he shouldn't be able to make life miserable for her easily and not fear the consequence of paying ksuba, there was sakan ksuba for her too, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan hold were not choshish for such a situation, since under normal circumstances he can't divorce her, so therefore, what's it called, there's no ksuba. Rashi. Afal pi sha'omru onus nosin miyad kishiyotziyeno ein lo lof klum. The lo amrin ein knasa tachas ksuba. We don't say that the knas and the ksuba have nothing to do with each other. Shara li avia nosin miyad el kesef knasa hu ksubasa. The knas itself is the ksuba. The chain in mace yatsa kesef knasa. So same thing, if he dies, that's it. She got her money already. She got her knas, and there's no ksuba. Mi matzi mapiklo lo yuchle shalcho ksiv. What do you mean when he divorces her? He's not allowed to divorce her. She wants to get divorced. She's not a prisoner. She can, he's allowed to divorce her if she wants to get divorced. Time of my takin rabban iksuba l'shar nashim. Why by regular women is there iksuba? In order that she shouldn't be easy to divorce. Here he can't divorce her anyway, so there's no purpose for iksuba. Okay, let's go on. What?
Not allowed to, or the divorce is not chal?
No, it's chal. He's not allowed to do it. But he can't do it, but he's not allowed to do it, so we don't let him do it. Right, and if he does, he has a chiyuv to marry her again. So we force him to marry her, and we force him not to give her a get. But even if he gives a get, it's not final. We force him to marry her again. Onesh shosabatsi, so, right, if, by onesh, he's stuck with what he got. He has to marry her no matter what she is. Right, omer le rova mi parzkiya, ravashi, michti, migmer gamri mehadodi. We learn onesh and mefata for other things, 50 shkolim, one from the other. 50 here, shkolim there, and we learn that the same halacha applies to both. Why don't we learn that the same halacha is applied to both when it comes to having to marry her? Even though by mefata it doesn't say he has to marry her, right? It says if he doesn't marry her, he has to give her a knas. But it doesn't say he has to marry her. Why don't we learn one from the other? That over here he has to pay a knas and marry her, and over here he has to pay a knas and marry her. Where it says, Laha milsonami ligmaru me'adadi. Let's learn for this halacha also that he has to marry her one from the other. Omar kra mohar yimarenu lo leisha lo midaito. Over here by mefata it says lo. Same way we learn lo, that what's it called? Lo leisha, right? Tiya lo leisha. She has to have a will. Over here, same thing, he has to want. If he doesn't want to marry her by mefuta, it says beferish that he doesn't have to marry her. But he has to pay the knas, that's all. Laha milsa shiem mefata no se al korcho. Why don't we learn mefata from onis? Just like by onis, it says he has to marry her no matter what, by mefata also. Tamar says no. By mefata, it says beferish, lo, that he has a choice. Ketzit shosabatsi. So what does that mean, shosabatsi? So that he gets what he deserves, or whatever he, you know, he made his bed and he has to sleep in it now. Omer of Kahana, Amrisal Shmaisa Kamedur of Zvid min Ardo, Nesi Esi Vinitchalo Sese. We said if she's not Roy to marry him, she's a mamzeres. Right? So he doesn't marry her, because it has to be Isha Haru'uyalo. A woman that he's allowed to marry. Lo Siyali Isha. So Mori asked, why don't we say Esi Dokalo Sese? There's a mitzvah Sase to marry her. There's a Lo Sase not to marry a mamzeres. So Esi Dokalo Sese. Let the mitzvah saseh of lo si aliisha be docha the lav of mamzeres. Omar li heicham rina nesi esi v'nitchalo saseh k'gomila b'tzaras. Delo efshe l'kiyume l'esi. Right? When do we say esi docha lo saseh? Like mila b'tzaras. You have a mitzvah of mila, and you have an isser of cutting off tzaras, and the kid has tzaras on his orla. So you're not allowed to cut it with a lav, because of tzaras. You have a mitzvah of mila, right, to cut it off. So we say, esi dokalo saseh, the mitzvah of cutting the orla, what's it called, pushes away the lav of cutting off the tzaras. And then you have no choice. You have to do the mitzvah. Aval hache I omra lo bo'ino mi isel esi klal. But over here, she makes the mitzvah mitzvah. If she doesn't want, there's no mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah that has to be. So Rashi says, we teach her, right, Ese lo se liisha, v'nidches lo sase, de'en aruya lavo b'Yisrael, k'go mamzeres. Let the essay of lo se liisha push away the lav of mamzeres, or any other lav that, what's it called, that she's also to him. Where it says, mi'isa lesi klal, hashta nomi malam dimosa lomer eni rotsa. So we tell her, why should we be doche the lav? In order for him to kind of the essay, if you don't want him, there's no essay. So say you don't want him. And that way, we're not over the lav, and there's no essay, and everybody's happy. But where the essay is impossible to get out of it, you have to do the essay, then we say essay dochalos essay. Tosus says, and what if she says, no, I want him. So then, do we say essay dochalos? Tosus says, no. It's not the kind of essay. The places we learn essay dochalos essay are all cases where the essay is ironclad. It has to be. But this is not like that essay. Here the essay depends on what's it called, on the whims of the girl. She could say, I don't want it. So what she could say, she doesn't want it. It's not an essay that has to be. Even if she does want it, ain't essay dochalosase. It's only an essay that you have to do that's dochalosase. But an essay where it could be that you could not do the essay, where it doesn't have to be done, that kind of essay is not dochalosase.